My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Wednesday's Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. On this, the 27th day of March, 2024, coming to you from Bedford County, Virginia. Good morning, yo, Brooklyn. Eddie is in the house. So's Hot Air Tom and Mike. Good morning, guys. Several stories this morning. The lead story today, still dealing with the aftermath of yesterday. Carnival is going to move operations from Baltimore to Norfolk. Going to be some interesting to-dos with that one. Carnival Sunrise flooded. A free hotel stay. Some of you might be interested in that. Carnival orders the fifth XL class ship. Also this morning, also another story about Carnival. They extend the cruises from Jacksport. Explore the Seas to host an 80s cruise. And P&O cancels two cruises. That and lots more here at 11 o'clock today. Today, folks, is National Spanish Paella Day. I like some paella. I can enjoy that. I remember the first time I had paella might have been my first trip to Spain back in the college days. So, yeah, I like paella. First I better say this. If you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the show via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcasts from, all the big guys. Just search for Travel and Cruise Industry News, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. If you're listening via the podcast, you can always jump over to the video feed just by going to the description of your podcast, and there'll always be a link there, so you can do just that. All right, I have a couple major announcements this morning, folks, before we get down to business. One, this afternoon at 1 o'clock, I'm going to be interviewing Mr. John Inslee, who is a sailor delight. And this guy trains and teaches people on sailing. So, cruise and learn about sailing. He's going to be on tomorrow morning. We'll have that interview on the show tomorrow. John has a mantra, I guess you'd call it, with Cruise and Learn Sailing International. His mantra is, a day sailing is 100 times better than a day at work. I agree with that. And I'm not a sailor, but this is going to be interesting. All right, so we have a new addition to the menagerie. See how can I do this? See if I can do this without screwing the whole thing up here. Let me see. There we go. That is Coco the cow. Coco the cow has joined Max the dog and Brat the cat and Tina Turtle on the wall here behind me. And the other thing, you know, folks, I hate to say this publicly, but over the next week or so, there's going to be construction going on every day. But if you just have to be sitting around doing nothing, you might check out cruisewithchili.com. That's going to be this new website again. It's not done. Yeah, my web designer is working on it every day. So I constantly have to keep refreshing my copy of it so I can see what's is getting up. So you might want to stop into cruisewithchili.com anytime you want. Now, keeping that in mind, we're going to talk a little bit today about Alaska. We've talked about the cruise, Dr. Cruise, several times now, but we have not talked about Alaska for a while. And this is when we're in Juneau, this is what we need to do. That, of course, is the Mount Roberts tram taking off and heading up the mountain. The first time I was in Juneau, I did this. Last time I was there, I did not. Last two times I was there. So I'm going to go back up to the top of Mount Roberts this summer while I'm there. You might want to join me on that. I think the price went up. It used to be like $30. It's up to like $50, but you know, it's worth it. That's the most, to me, one of the most amazing views in the world from up atop Mount Roberts. That's what it looks like from up there. And that was on a crappy day. It was real, I mean, it was snowing and icing up at the top and kind of not a real clear view looking down, but yeah, let's go to Mount Roberts. Several other things, you know, there's a whole bunch of things to do in Skagway. That's where we took off last time to go up to see the puppies, the Iditarod puppies, and to go up into the Yukon Territory. Went to the Swinging Bridge up there, made several stops. Ketchikan is a great place. I highly recommend the Logger Show. That's inexpensive. That's for everybody. That's funny. Oh, my goodness. It's funny. Glacier Bay, of course, is just, you know, to me, is fascinating. College Fjord is the same way. The glaciers are just unbelievable. You'll get a chance to see all kinds of wildlife up there. Eagles, lots of eagles, bears, whales. You know, it's all there. So the cruise itself leaves from Vancouver. A lot to do in Vancouver. I'm a big fan of the Vancouver Aquarium. There's a lot of good eating in Vancouver as well. A day at sea. Then we go to Ketchikan, Juneau, Skagway, a day of sailing in Glacier Bay National Park, and a day of sailing for College Fjord, and then into Anchorage. Now, in Anchorage, you do one of three things. One, you can hook up with a land tour. A lot of people like to take the train up to Denali and do that for 2 or 3 days. I know Gary and I are going to ride the short train down to Anchorage and stay a night in Anchorage before I think Gary's going to fly down to California to see his family while he's out west. And I will be flying back to Virginia, I think. I haven't planned anything beyond that this time, other than spending the day there in Anchorage, making Gary go to my favorite restaurant, which has my Elijah Craig bourbon. So I'm going to make Gary do that. All right. So that's the Alaska. Oh, I didn't even go over that. Solo's cabin start at 6:14. Double occupancy starts at $395, plus your $280 port charges. The Princess Plus plan, which is, you know, the drinks package and Wi-Fi and prepaid gratuities, I think, and maybe one specialty dining. I don't know, something like that. It's $463. Not a bad deal. All you have to do, folks, is call me, text me, or send a smoke signal, and we can get you booked right up and go to Alaska. We're going to have a good, I promise you, we'll have a good time. All right. Nate's going to be with us on that trip too, I think. So anyway, that's what's ahead. All right. I'll be back with several news stories after a quick break from one of our network sponsors.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
All right, thanks for sticking with me on that one, folks. And there's the top story today is a follow-up to yesterday. Of course, that was one of the biggest stories that I've ever covered. Lost a lot of sleep over it as my first notification came in right about 2 o'clock. And then I was up the rest of the night. But anyway, due to the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge yesterday, Carnival Cruise Line has announced it is temporarily moving its operations from Baltimore moving the operations from Baltimore to Norfolk. There we go. This already impacts one Carnival cruise ship, may impact another one coming up. It comes as all traffic through the port has been halted for an unknown period of time, and it's probably going to be longer than people think. This move will affect the current Carnival Legend cruise, which is due back in Baltimore on the 31st. And, of course, that day's embarkation. So that cruise is going to disembark in Norfolk. And when the Legend docks in Norfolk, the cruise line will provide passengers with a complimentary bus back to Baltimore. Now, keep in mind, that could be a couple thousand people. I don't know what the count is on the cruise that they're on now, but let's say even 1,500 people. If you figure there's what's 50 people, 55 people on a bus. That's a lot of buses going to Baltimore. And it's about probably from Norfolk to Baltimore, 3.5-4 hour drive. So that's going to be a major thing, especially, you know, people on cruises that don't pack real light. You can have quite a bit of luggage. So I don't know. I know it's got to be done. I'm not, Carnival's going to make sure it's done right. I guarantee on that. No word yet from Royal Caribbean what they're doing. Also affected, though, is the April 7th sailing, which is an 8-night cruise. And of course, that'll now just be a round trip out of Norfolk. And the transatlantic sailing that's scheduled to sail on April the 15th. Now, our buddy Pittsburgh Jason and Jen are going to be on the transatlantic. So they've got to take care of changing their travel from, I imagine he was flying, because they fly all the time, flying from Pittsburgh to Baltimore. He's got to change it now, flying from Pittsburgh to God only knows where to get to Norfolk. I'm sure there's not going to be any direct flights on that. But anyway, Pittsburgh Jason will be in Norfolk to get on the Legend on the 15th. Just happens. I don't have anything scheduled that day. I can't go on the cruise. But maybe I'll go down to Norfolk and take some pictures and see if I can't run into Pittsburgh Jason. That would be nice. Carnival Pride, which of course is one of the older ships in the fleet, is scheduled to sail to Baltimore in April after it concludes a series of Western Caribbean cruises out of Tampa. The cause of the incident is currently under investigation. The port class traffic is closed until further notice. Search and rescue operations have been suspended. Recovery operations are underway. The six missing construction workers, of course, are presumed deceased. So, glad to see things are moving along. What bothers me the most is that's a lot of steel and other stuff from the road and everything else, concrete and pavement and all that's down in the water. That's all got to be cleared out before the channel can open. And maybe they can clear a channel out and get it open sooner. But we're talking about months, folks. It's going to take, I'm sure it's going to take weeks to get in the cranes and stuff to lift that stuff up out of the water. And then they got to cut it up to get it out. Yeah, this is not going to be an easy project. And it's not going to be a quick project either. This is going to be going on for, before we see a bridge in Baltimore, despite what the federal government, we're talking years. But we're easily going to be talking months before the port of Baltimore can get open to cruise traffic again. That's my opinion. My opinion, totally. So, all right, before we get on with the other stories, one more time, let's talk about the Will Power Chair Spring Celebration. That would be my medicine at the door. Let me see if I can do that. Gene, are you getting that? That's my medicine. Thank you. All right. Sorry about that, folks. The doorbell rang. They're delivering my $13,000 a month medication this morning. What was I doing? Oh, yeah. I was going to talk about the spring celebration from Will Power Chairs. Of course, that's me and my fat butt on my C2. A chair for the month of March. So we just have a couple more days, folks. If you purchase a Model F, now the Model F is the lighter weight one that folds up. It weighs 58 pounds, goes in the trunk of your car, or the Model C2, like I use because I'm a big fat guy, but it's a much more sturdy chair for me. I'm much more comfortable in that than I am in my fold-up chair. So that's if you purchase either one, and you don't have to be a big fat guy to use a C2, because, you know, my friend Sylvia Longwire uses a C2, and she certainly isn't big and fat. She's absolutely gorgeous. So anyway, it's on sale. What happens if you purchase either one during the month of March? You get $250 to put on accessories. Now, if you go to the website or you call them, now there's a toll-free number everywhere. If you call them to purchase a chair, tell them code CHILLY, CHILLIE, longest way possible, code CHILLY, and not only will you get a discount on the chair, but you'll also get the $250 for accessories. That's until March 31st from Willpower Chairs and Scoot Around. All right, so the next story this morning, folks. Comes from the Carnival Sunrise. It was sailing back to Miami over the weekend, concluding a 5-night Western Caribbean sailing that had been to Ocho Rios and Georgetown, Grand Cayman. The cruise experienced an unexpected crisis overnight and into the early morning of Saturday. Multiple decks of the Sunshine-class cruise ship ended up flooded. The flooding, which continued overnight, impacted many staterooms, with disgruntled guests posting videos of their waterlogged cabins on social media platforms. The quarters were also full of water, and water flowed down stairwells as crew members worked to manage the situation. The ship's captain finally updated passengers about the situation, stating that weather was part of the cause of the flooding. Some outdoor areas were closed off, but the ship's arrival was not back at the home port, was not impacted. Now, I have to put a caveat with that. A lot of the complaints from passengers was that the captain didn't say anything for 4 hours and they didn't know what was going on. And then he said it was partially from the weather. Well, what else was it from? There was no, at least information that I found on, you know, a water main break or anything like that. And it's, the ship just came out of dry dock. I, you know, you'd think that something is afoul. Anyway, maybe we'll hear something in the future. So, the next story this morning comes from our friends at Oceana. Oceana Cruises, which, of course, is an upmarket brand of Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, has a 7-ship fleet of small vessels, runs about 1,200 people on the largest of the ships, introduced a deal that enables guests to arrive a full day before embarkation and receive a free hotel stay. The offer is valid on new reservations made from between April the 1st and May the 31st of this year and applies to 33 itineraries. The select cruises are of varying itineraries in Asia, South America, Australia, New Zealand, South Pacific, Canary Islands, and Africa. Cruise Line's new offer to spend an extra day at the departure destination gives cruisers a chance to tour the regions that they could be exploring. For example, Tokyo's Ginza District, Cape Town's Table Mountain, or the famous beaches of Rio. So that's our friends over at Oceana. The next story this morning, folks, we go back over to Carnival. Had several stories from Carnival today. Carnival Corporation has announced an order for the 5th XL class ship that will enter service for Carnival Cruise Line in 2028. The ship will be built at Meyer Werft Shipyard and will be the 11th of its class across all the Carnival Corporation cruise lines. I wasn't aware of that. I was aware of the Carnival ships, but I was not aware of that there's 11 of this class already. The fifth XL class ship will be a sister to Mardi Gras Carnival Celebration and Carnival Jubilee. It will be 180,000 gross tons, powered by LNG, carrying 6,400 guests and 1,800 crew members. The fourth XL class ship will be ready in 2027. All right, following along out of Carnival again, they've extended the deal with the Jacksonville Port Authority, and it is official that the extension of the partnership guaranteeing Carnival Elation will continue its year-round Bahama cruises from Jacksonville's North Jacksonville Cruise Terminal. The new agreement extends the service for an additional 2 years with the possibility of 4 one-year extensions, keeping the cruise line in Jacksonville from at least 2026 and potentially until 2030. I'm going to be on the Carnival Elation April 25th for a little short cruise. So, all right, the next story today, folks, comes from Royal Caribbean. The 80s cruise, an annual sea voyage for fans of musics, movies, and pop culture of the 1980s, is promising more than 50 concerts and special events for its 2025 sailing on board Explorer of the Seas. Among the headlining acts are British new wave pioneers Adam Ant and Squeeze, Grammy award-winning singer-songwriter Christopher Cross, funk and R&B star Sheila E., and Aussie pop stars Men at Work. The 80s cruise sails round trip from Miami on March the 2nd, 2025, and visits San Juan, Nassau, and the private island of Labadee before returning on March the 9th. So, and finally this morning, folks, P&O Cruises. And again, you know my feelings about this. P&O Cruises is canceling two cruises on board the Iona in late 2025. According to a statement sent to book guests, the sailings were axed to make room for a refit dry dock. Sailing round trip from Southampton, the canceled cruises were set to depart on October 4th and October 18th, 2025. And I fuss at all the cruise lines that do this. Why, when you're making your schedule, why can't you schedule in the dry docks instead of booking, scheduling cruises and booking people on them and then canceling them? I mean, you know roughly when the dry dock's going to be. Why do you continually screw up guests? I don't get it. It wouldn't be that hard to fix that into their thinking. They don't think, but thoughts. All right, I don't want to get ranting today because I need to be sharp to talk about sailing. I'm looking forward to this. I mean, I don't know squat about sailing, but you know, it's going to be a fun interview. Fun interview. He's quite experienced. All right, let's go see who's fussing at me in the chat room today. Let's see. I mentioned several of the people that were here. Emma's with us. Good morning, Emma. Gary's here. There's Elizabeth. Buena Diaz, Elizabeth and gang. Started out as a cloudy day, but now bright and sunny. It's also a little hot there. All right, here's one I don't know, folks. In hot air, Tom claims that he can't see him. But so, Rima Gassama, which I think is one of those you know, I don't even know what you call them. Emma says, off the Pride last weekend. Pride is relocating to Baltimore at the end of April. Spoke with many of the workers, and they were looking forward to visit D.C. Prayers to those family. Yeah, I agree with that. It's just not going to be a good scene for some time. There's Steve out in Kentucky. Hey, Steve, there's Todd. Good morning, Todd. Hot Air says, I would be interested in joining you on a trip to Norfolk. You could get a break from driving. Okay. Maybe we'll do that. Jason says there is a flight with a short layover in Dulles. Oh, well, that's not too bad, Dan. I was afraid they'd send you to Charlotte or New York or someplace totally crazy. Muhammad says, hello, brother. How are you doing? I'm greeting from Gambia, the smiling coast of West Africa. Okay. Hello, Muhammad. In case you actually are watching this and that's not just a spam. Sonny's with us down in Mississippi. Hot Air says, hi to Pittsburgh, Jason. So does Sonny. Glad to see you. Everybody's saying hello to Jason. We miss you, Jason. We really do. There's Emily says, hello to everyone. There's Jason, she says, too. Jason, could you see the post Chili was talking about? Yeah, I don't know if any of you guys can see it, but I can see them. It throws up in mine. There's Gretchen. They haven't officially confirmed Norfolk for us yet, but I expect it. Yeah, I'm pretty sure with the when I chatted with you a little bit last night, I had not gotten confirmation of that, and then I've gotten a lot more information about that today. So yeah, there's a good possibility, Jason. You know, I could run down to Norfolk and do some filming and try to hook up with whatever time you think you're going to be arriving there to at least shake your hand and say hello. Hot Air Tom might be with me. That would be cool. I'd like to see Norfolk. I've not sailed out of Norfolk. So, you know, be a good chance, a good excuse, and a chance to get a chance to meet you as well. Since I got screwed up because of my stupid toe. By the way, my toe is still messed up. I mean, I can walk on it okay now. I can drive okay on it now. But I still got no toenail. And it's still gnarly looking. So, all right. And Gretchen, I am still planning on heading to Ohio for the eclipse. So I'm hoping to do a couple little side trips here before I go to Jacksonville. I go to Jacksonville about the time Jason gets off of his ship over there in Europe, in Barcelona. So I think I'd rather be getting off a ship in Barcelona than in Jacksonville. But that's, yeah, I'm going to do that next year. So that would be cool for you boys to see each other. Yeah, I would like that a lot. All right, guys, that's going to wrap me up for today. Again, Jason, glad we had you with us for a change. I do appreciate it. What was the date for your boarding, Jason? That's April the 15th. Hi there, Tom. That's going to wrap me up for today. Again, smash that thumbs up button. That helps us out a lot. If you have not subscribed, please do so. Well, we are up to 5573, I think it was, this morning. So we're heading right on toward that 10,000 mark. Second Tuesday of next week, I'll get there. All right, guys, that's going to wrap it up for today. Again, interview this afternoon, so we'll have a special guest on the show tomorrow. Definitely looking forward to that. And that's it for today. I will see everybody again, same time, same channel, tomorrow. And as always, stay safe, stay healthy. Think about cruising. And hopefully one day soon, we'll all get together on the high seas. Have a great day, everybody. See you later.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry. So if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner. Hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.